First and foremost, he's a high character guy. He's a great worker, very intelligent, got a good basketball IQ, and you know, that's what we've sort of built this thing around over the last few years. Is guys are going to be contributors to a positive culture. He's got a fantastic body and an athletic body, great size, great length, and he's a two-way player, which is another thing we've sort of built this thing around. Is guys that play both ends of the floor, the ability to be an elite shot blocker and rim protector right away, but also having some defensive versatility to get out and guard on the perimeter some, run the floor, and he's got a great shooting touch. You know, for a 7-footer, he's got a remarkable shooting touch. Shot threes in college. You know, we'll see what his range is going to look like early on in his career here, but he's definitely someone we feel like can contribute right away, but has maybe even more upside of potential. Because he's so young, because he's got such a great body, and because he's such a hard worker.
How does he fit into the desire to go smaller and faster?
Well, you know, if you're going to play, there's two types of ways to play small. You can play small at the four, you can play small at the five. You know, I don't envision us playing, centerless basketball. We still want to play with the rim protector, but we'll probably play more of Paul George at the four spot. And to have somebody that can still be out there and protect the floor, and playing fast is also about trying to play with more space. So if you can have a rim protector like this that can shoot the ball with range the way he can, will contribute to what we're trying to do on the offensive end.
He's regarded as a good shooter and has 3-point range, and maybe you don't even slot him into a position, but you regard him as more of a 4 or 5.
I consider him a 5 right now. Obviously, if you're going to play against big teams, you know, with his ability to space the four, he could probably play some four in certain situations, but I consider him a 5.
Frank, we saw you FaceTiming. What was your message, and what did he have to say?
Oh, he's just thrilled. You know, all these guys that get drafted are thrilled to be drafted, and, you know, he expressed when he was here a strong desire to be with this team. You know, he loved what we've done in the last few years, and he loves the city here. And, you know, just believes in our culture and the way we do things here. So he was hoping to end up here, and he expressed that to me, and just excited to be on board.
Frank, with the rumor about David West perhaps opting out his last year, how did this change the way you guys approached the draft today?
Well, we don't have confirmation on that, so we just went out and drafted the best player.
Frank, did you play with Roy, or
situationally, yeah, situationally he could, but we envision him as more of a center.
Frank, there are a few games this year, particularly bigger games for Miles, where foul trouble kind of plagued his day. There's still a few holes that have shown in his game, in those games. What are the things that you think he needs to work on the most, and as far as foul trouble, getting away from that?
Well, yeah, it's just going to be, you know, all rookies come into this league getting foul trouble, you know, so... You know, he's going to have to understand angles, and we've done a great job, with our coaching staff here of taking guys like Roy Hibbert, who have had foul problems, and sort of drilled in the discipline to play the game without fouling. It's one of the biggest points of emphasis of our coaching staff, and something that I expect have some learning curve, as all rookies do, but something that I feel like our coaching staff is really good at developing.
He's played 1 year of college basketball. Given that, how much can you expect out of a guy his rookie season at his age?
Well, he's young, and obviously he's going to take some time. You know, we feel like his upside 2 years, 3 years from now, maybe more exciting than what we see this year. But we do feel like he can contribute this year. With his ability to shoot the basketball and protect the rim and the way we want to play. So. Certainly he's a young prospect, but a lot of reason to be excited about it.
With a young lad like that, what are some of the challenges both on and off the court that are more difficult than?
Well, he's a really good young man, so I really don't anticipate a lot of off the court issues with him. I think he's going to make the adjustment really well to the NBA, and then on the court it's just going to be about adjusting to the speed and athleticism of the NBA, like all rookies have to go through. But, he's got the size and physicality and athleticism to make that adjustment fairly quickly.
Frank? Regarding Paul as the four, you know, playing some four, Kevin mentioned that maybe even 20 minutes a night could be something. Is that in line with what you're thinking?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what our roster looks like at the end of the day. You know, I do think that he can be very effective there, and, you know, we'll just see how it all plays out.
Folks here will want to know why the Pacers didn't draft Trey Lyles, the local kid. Was there any comparison between Turner and Lyles?
Sure. We're very high on Trey Lyles, very high, just a little bit higher on Miles Turner. And, you know, like we were just talking about there, there's very strong interest in our organization, you know, mainly with Larry and myself, of playing smaller, playing Paul George at the four more. And, you know, so it was a situation where we were higher on Miles, but also, you know, considering playing Paul, you know, at that position, you know, gave us less of a need.
Frank, just your thoughts. I know you guys are high on Willie Cauley-Stein and Frank Kaminsky. What was your thoughts when they went a couple spots ahead of you?
Yeah, you know, we were high on both of those guys, but, you know, we've said all along that whoever's there at 11, you know, if Miles had gone ahead of us and one of those guys was slide, we'd been excited about those guys too. We feel like there was at least 11 really good players or prospects in this draft. And, you know, we would have been excited if those guys were there. But, you know, certainly, you know, getting Miles Turner at 11 is a good thing for the Indiana Pacers.
There was a lot of mention by Kevin talking about how there was interest and a lot of discussion surrounding the 11 pick trade-wise. Was there really a lot of activity? Was it tough to keep the pick?
There was a lot of activity. And, you know, you have to talk to Larry and Kevin about, you know, those decisions are within, you know, their conversations, but there was a lot of activity.
Did it surprise you about this rumor about David West? I mean, waiting so late to do what he did here.
Well, we don't have a confirmation on that, so I can't really comment on it further.
Coach, a lot has been made about the faster and smaller numbers, but your defense is predicated on length, and so. Are you really focusing on going faster without giving up that length and a pick like Miles is gravitating towards the size that you had so much success with?
Well, like I said, you know, going small to me doesn't mean playing centerless basketball. You know, we don't want to play, you know, without a bigs. I believe to be a great defensive team, or at least a very good defensive team, you've got to have some length out there. And, you know, so that's why Miles Turner fits that. You know, and would we sacrifice some length at the guard position? Maybe, you know, by you know, moving Paul to the four, and now your two and three are a little bit smaller, but you're faster, you're shooting better, you have better spacing, and you're a better offensive team. You know, so we're looking to explore those possibilities.
What's his upside on that? How much range does he have?
Wait. Yeah, he's got a decent post game. He's got a good feel, you know, for making passes. Obviously, he's still very young. He's going to make some mistakes, but you know, he's got a good feel. And he's got good skill, and you know, if you have that, and you've got a good body and athleticism to match the athleticism and speed at this level, then you have a chance. So you know, we feel strongly that we can develop him. You know, into a very, very good offensive player and a great two-way player for us.
When you say that he can contribute right away, do you envision backup or third big?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the roster looks like. You know, I would probably, you know, envision him more as a backup right away because of how young he is. But, you know, anything can happen. I mean, minutes are going to be earned. You know, he'll come into camp and, you know, go through the summer league and we'll watch him develop and see how quickly he picks things up and we'll go from there.
What stood out to you from specifically his workout here with you guys a couple weeks ago?
Well, first and foremost, his body. I mean, he's got an NBA body. You know, he's just got great size and athleticism, you know, for the big position, combined with a guy that can really shoot the ball with range. So, you know, those things stick out. And then you talk to him and you recognize his intelligence level is high. You do the background work and his character, he's a high character guy, and he just fits into what we're doing. So we're really excited about having him.
There was a lot of attention paid to his running style. People said he lumbered up and down the court, and they issued a 27-page report, you know, examining him and all that. Was that a concern for you guys, something you talked about?
A little bit, but he's, you know, we've talked to our training staff. You know, they've examined it, and they feel like he's doing some things to sort of change his running style, and you know, we think that's going to help him.
Regarding that footwork, though, inside, especially on the low block, where do you rank that for being such a young player? You say his body's NBA ready.
He's young. You know, he's young, so it's going to need some work. And you know, but that's, it's exciting to have a young athlete like this in, as part of your organization, part of your developmental mindset, and you know, a guy that can, you know, help you doing the things that he does right now, blocking shots and shooting the basketball, and have the ability to develop all these things is really exciting.
Any indication whatsoever what Roy's going to do on Monday?
No.
Given the report with David, did that, I think you already asked this, I'm sorry, did that have any impact at all on how you approach the draft?
No.
Where is Paul physically at this point?
Physically, medically?
I mean, what can he, what is he able to do now?
His calf is healed. His leg is healed. He's claiming to be 100%. He looks really good. I mean, I'm just saying, if you talk to him. You watch him in half court workouts right now, and you know the amount that he was favoring it towards the end of the year, which was noticeable and expected. You know, he's not favoring it right now.
So is he in LA?
He looks really good. He's in LA right now, but he's been back as recently as this past week, and he's looked really good in individual workouts. You know, obviously, you know, training camp, two-a-days, and that's a different story. So I mean. You know, he still has a long way to go, but he's looking really good right now.
He's on board with the whole four thing?
Absolutely. Excited about it.
Are there restrictions on what he can do physically still, or is he kind of...
No.
Will he have to make physical changes to play the four? Will he have to bulk up some?
Well, he has bulked up some, you know, with his year off. But look, we're not looking to... You know, turn him into Zach Randolph or some of these bulky power forwards. You know, we're playing him, you know, at the four to, you know, to win that matchup. You know, because we feel like he can win that matchup. You know, in terms of battling, you know, some of the big guys that he will be matched up with, and you know, winning the matchup on the other end. You know, by being extremely difficult to guard. Probably just watching tape on him and on the court, but you know, when you see, you know, that the character thing it holds up or rates very high, you know, that's something that just kind of completes the puzzle.
He seemed to be really engaged. He was asking questions during the workout.
Good questions too. Yeah, I mean, you learn a lot from the workout. It's not everything. I mean, it's a small part of the entire process. But, you know, you do learn something from communicating with him and working with him. And, you know, he seemed to pick things up pretty quickly.
Can you recall any questions that he asked?
No. We worked out 150 guys, I think. Maybe not that many.